Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased today to be speaking with two of the authors of the editorial in our November issue. And the editorial focuses on nurses supporting family caregivers. And Susan Reinhart, who is Senior Vice President of the AARP Public Policy Institute and Chief Strategist at the Center to Champion Nursing in America in Washington, and Heather Young, who is Associate Vice Chancellor for Nursing, Dean, and Professor at the Betty Irene Moore School of Nursing at the University of California, Davis in Sacramento, are joining me today to talk about their joint editorial. And the editorial was done to highlight the debut of our what will be our first article in a series of articles and videos to help nurses better support family caregivers. We know from different focus groups that caregivers often don't receive the training and information that really enables them to be competent and confident in their roles as caregivers. And through AARP and Heather Young's Betty Irene Moore School of Nursing, we've developed videos and article series that hopefully will address some of this. So, Susan, talk a little bit about what AARP has learned through their surveys of family caregivers.
Thank you, and thanks for having this. We really appreciate it. Heather and I have been working in this field for quite some time, so we're delighted to have this conversation. AARP has been interested in the topic of family caregiving for quite some time, but more recently, we have been conducting research. The Public Policy Institute that I run was quite interested in this and have been doing things like valuing the invaluable, showing that family caregivers are giving $470 billion worth of free care. And I personally have worked with Carol Levine at the United Hospital Fund for quite some time trying to define what care means, and really found that it's more than the bathing and dressing and shopping and cooking that we always think of. And there's this whole lot of complex care that really is in the world of nursing, frankly, but they're not trained to do it. So AARP has taken on that finding in a big way, and we can talk more about that later. But it, what we've done is said, hey, is this important to our members, people out there, and have had town halls across the country saying, is this a problem for you? Thousands, literally thousands of family caregivers come out and say, we are worried. We are doing things that we are not prepared to do, and we need help. Mm-hmm. So that's the, sort of the beginning of the journey, and welcome, Heather, to join in.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sean, for hosting this and for making this such a priority. As an academic institution, we're very interested in research and in education and preparing the workforce for the needs of our population. And one of the areas, based on our research with caregivers over decades, has been that families often struggle with their connection with the health system, not always being optimal, not always getting what they need in terms of support and instruction and even recognition. And I'm really excited about this project and so delighted to partner with Susan and with AARP, because what we're able to bring to this is some thinking and some work and collaboration with other academic organizations as well, to think how can we improve the capacity of nurses in particular to work with family caregivers and to listen to them, recognize what they need and help them to fill those gaps so that they can go home when someone's been discharged from a hospital or when they're in their home, they can feel more prepared and more supported to do these really complicated tasks that we really, quite frankly, take for granted as nurses. But I remember doing some of these things the first time and the fear that I felt. And we want to make sure that family caregivers have the kind of support we did as nurses when our instructors were right there to help us.
Right.
Right.
And in thinking about the different topics that the videos will address, I mean, this first video and article talk about the whole complexity of multiple medications and how one family member is struggling to find a system so that that she's giving her mother the right medications at the right time and not missing things or what she should be looking for in case, you know, she does forget something. And it's just a wonderful video. And I think for nurses, what liked about this is that it's one thing to be doing this all the time, as you both pointed out, in terms of our, this is what we do, care coordination, we give injections, we give medications. But when you have the caregiver at home and you have to teach someone, oftentimes nurses don't really realize teaching is something is different than doing it, because you do it kind of automatically almost. And so for a nurse to really break it down into the steps that make it teachable and understandable to someone else, I think can be a little bit difficult. And so I think the articles are wonderful because they do break it down in terms of, here's the evidence, here's why you need to teach it this way, here are the important things to remind the caregiver. And then they can have the caregiver watch the video, which explains so well and demonstrates it. So I think it's just a great pairing of nursing and one of the vital components of nursing, which is teaching. So I think it was just done wonderfully. Now,
well,
I know you both worked on them, so I'm sure you have some wonderful stories behind the filming and getting them done. But the end result, I think, is wonderful.
Thanks. Yeah, there was a lot of work that goes behind that. You know, the filming takes a lot of effort, and really Heather's team did most of that work. There were others involved, certainly at ARP, in the production of this. But it really began with the research in Home Alone that showed that most family caregivers are doing these tasks, and of course medications are number one. Mm-hmm. So we had to start with medications. And, you know, there's so many things we could do. We feel like this is the beginning, of course. We could do more just on medications, never mind all of the other things like wound care, special diets, and we're going to be working on mobility. Maybe Heather wants to talk more about that. But we did want to, as you say, point to the evidence, and we also, and break it down. You know, it's so routine for nurses, it's really hard to remember what it was like the first time or two that you were learning this. So we're glad that you saw that. But we also did focus groups in New York with family caregivers who gave us some real pointers. We call them the do's and don'ts. In fact, we released that paper today with Carol Levine. It's right now on our Public Policy Institute website. So I can send it to you, and you can post it where you
sure.
might like, Dawn.
Tweet it out.
But yeah, literally just this afternoon, post it. So, but what it shows is that family caregivers are interested in having videos and teaching tools, but they really want to see family caregivers in it. They, mm-hmm. they don't just want the technique. They want, I'll call it the story. They want it known that they are taking on tasks that they were not really supposed to be. This wasn't their future. They weren't preparing to be healthcare professionals. So it's a tricky line. We're walking between anxiety that they're feeling, and reassurance, which we want to give. Mm-hmm. But we have learned that you cannot say this is going to be easy. That's not what they want to hear. Because if you do that, that immediately shuts off their ability to ask questions, because mm-hmm. you think they're stupid. So we heard very forcefully from family caregivers, and we're trying to use their voice in how we produce these instructional videos.
Yeah, Susan raised a really important point about the anxiety around it. And when you think about how we traditionally teach families, it's often in that last few minutes before they leave the hospital, when the discharge planning is happening, and there's this moment where it's almost like one of those commercials where you have the disclaimers at the end where the speech gets very, very fast. And nurses have a lot to tell people in a short time, you know, what they need to do, how they need to do it, when they need to do it, what they should call for it. I mean, all of that goes on very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's at a time when the family's sitting there thinking, how am I going to get to my car? And, you know, I hope I didn't get a ticket. And what am I going to do about getting them back into the house? And they've got all these other concerns in their mind. And it's difficult to concentrate, and it's difficult to digest a huge amount of information at one time. Mm-hmm. And so we think the videos are helpful because the nurse can go over the information, ideally before the last few minutes before discharge, but we recognize the real world doesn't always support that. But, you know, can go over the material and can give them the links to the videos so that when they go home, they can, when they first have to deal with it again, read the written instructions that the nurse or the hospital have provided, and then also look at the video again to refresh themselves so that they don't feel quite as alone when they're trying mm-hmm. to do something for the first time.
Yeah, it's just, and the video, at least the first video, and I looked at the first and the third, and the videos, I think one of the things I like the best is that they don't paint the perfect picture, so they don't show the caregiver who does it correctly the first time, or the caregiver who just seems to, by some magic, absorb everything instantly, but the caregivers look like they're a little bit flustered, or they're, you know, mm-hmm. voice some hesitation, or not sure they can really do this, and then whether it's the nurse who's giving the reassurance, or in one case it's the sister who's been the actual caregiver who's now having her sister perform some of the procedures. I thought it was really done in a very real way, and I, based on what you said, I think the caregivers should be able to really relate to this, because it is showing caregivers actually learning the task and trying to do them themselves. So I just think it was really well done, and it's different from some of the other videos and instructions that are out there that tend to be more academic and not done in the home to show this is what the reality is. So I'm hoping we get some really good use from nurses on this, and we'll be promoting it and doing a blog post, and certainly be tweeting and Facebooking and all that kind of stuff. We're on Pinterest, so we can put up a screen capture and do it that way as well. So thank you both for allowing AJN to participate and be part of this wonderful project. We're very pleased that we're part of this.
Well, thank you, Sean. This is the truth. I have been getting the American Journal of Nursing since the day I graduated from nursing school. It was an award given by our faculty for my fine performance. So I just adore it. So thank you for letting us be part of the American Journal of Nursing. I mean that really sincerely.
Thank you. Well, thank you both.
Thank you, Sean.